Hey, 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 you guys, it is your girl Natalie Butler, and today we are going to talk about how to make money on Pinterest, which is very doable once you sit down and determine a few things. There are so many different ways that you can use Pinterest. I, for one, like to use it to generate revenue. Part of that is through lead generation. Yes, I love lead generation. I am currently using Pinterest to gain new skincare clients. Let me fill y'all in right quick. I have them opt in for a free skincare consultation where I gather contact information to follow up. From there, I then send them a list of products that I currently offer to solve their issues. Cha-ching! Now, here's a small note on my lead generation. For Pinterest, I love using my digital business card to capture leads. The pages are optimized for mobile, which is a big plus since over 80% of pinners are using their cell phones anyway. You can create campaigns to see where the lead came from, or if you're testing to see what messaging works best. There's also the ability to create mobile landing pages, which is great for highlighting specific products, services, or even sales. And last but certainly not least, you can use it to schedule follow-ups and make notes for each contact, which is going to be perfect for those of us with short memories. So yes, I can see if the lead came from Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Quora, Snapchat, Reddit, LinkedIn, or even printed materials. One of the most important pieces to marketing is knowing what's working and what isn't. I probably have over 100 campaigns, but enough about my digital business card. If you want to test it out, click here to sign up for the free version of it. Now, thanks to Pinterest, I capture leads daily, and it's long after I've made the pin or post. So because I'm from the era of screenshot or it didn't happen, I have included a few screenshots in this blog so you guys can actually see. So here's an email notification as well as the mobile app notification from my skincare campaign. So the first picture is the mobile app where it shows that someone registered to receive a free personalized skincare regimen from me. The second one is to show you that someone signed up to know how they could purchase a certain lipstick from me. Oh, did I tell you guys I also use Pinterest to promote products? And the third picture is an email notification again where someone wants to receive a personalized skincare regimen from me as well. And as I'm writing this blog, like right now at this very moment, another lead just came in. The power of Pinterest. This lead actually came from a blog that is well over 6 months old. Like I posted this on Pinterest maybe May of 2019 and it's still generating leads for me. So here's a little side note. If you look at the picture on the screen, you'll see that it has the, it says contact from your Pinterest for vitamin C and then slash product tagging. I am testing to see if tagging products, which is a Pinterest feature, is as effective or more effective than just posting the products. I got to come back to the results to see which one is going to work. So for those of you who don't know, you could take a picture and upload it to Pinterest and just drive the traffic to the website, or you can take that picture, upload it, and then tag the product and it goes to the actual website for them to purchase. So two different techniques. I'm looking to see which one is working. But anyway, imagine creating a pin, hooking it up to SEO, people discovering your pin, and then either signing up or purchasing from you. So if you're wondering how I'm doing it or how I'm able to bring new people wanting to purchase from me, let me break it down for you. So before we begin, you must have something to offer. You don't make money simply by posting on Pinterest. This should come as good news to many of you because it means it doesn't matter your follower count. It doesn't matter the number of views you get each month. It doesn't even matter the number of pins you have. You can start generating revenue with even brand new accounts if you're patient and have all of the basics down. There are two main ways that you can make money on Pinterest. The first one is going to be with shoppable pins or shop this look pins, which is a Pinterest feature that I discussed in a previous blog. So you can check that out if you're interested in learning more. But what it does is it allows people to buy products directly from the Pinterest platform. And the second way to make money is by driving traffic. This is one of the major benefits of Pinterest compared to the other social media platforms out there. So you can drive traffic to money-making blogs, e-commerce sites. If you have your own business and you sell products, services, if you sell courses or ebooks or anything like that, if you have an e-commerce site, you can use Pinterest to drive traffic there. If you have affiliate partnerships, you can drive it to those websites. Or if you even have advertising partnerships, you can drive traffic there as well. Driving traffic is the main way to make money on Pinterest. You can gain podcast listeners, which is great if you have paid sponsorships. You can grow email lists, promote your products, sales services, affiliate products, pretty much any way that you can make money, incorporate it with Pinterest and guaranteed it's going to happen. But first things first, you must know your purpose. Why are you doing this? What are you hoping to accomplish? Pinning thousands of pins and even gaining 1 million monthly viewers doesn't mean you'll make money, nor does being able to send traffic to your blog if you don't have a strategy behind it. You want to drive traffic that converts. Marketing isn't a museum. You don't want visitors to just look, learn, and leave. You want them to take action. So to do that, you must be clear. You have to operate with intent and purpose. Now, before you invest in another social media platform, figure out how are you going to use it? What part of the marketing funnel will it play? What is your customer's buying process? What objections will they have? How will you overcome them? Once you've identified your target market and how to reach them, you are ready to move on to the next step. So to keep things simple, here's how Pinterest can work for a marketer and how customers or potential customers will see it as well. So the first step is attract and awareness. This is where you gain the user's attention. Number two, inspect. This is where they click on the pin to learn more about it and how it benefits them. Number three, consider. They react to your pin by either pinning it or visiting the link if they find it valuable. Number four, authority and acceptance. This is where you can position yourself as the answer to their problem. And number five, action. You want them to take action on your website. Social media, especially Pinterest, won't just do all of the work for you. You're going to have to put some work into this too as well. So what does Pinterest actually do for you? In the first three steps, attract awareness, inspect, and consider, Pinterest will partner with you. You attract people interested in your solution and build awareness of your solution through having a decent pin design, appropriate keywords, and description. Yes, I know I said decent pin design. I guess that's the Chicago coming out on me. It's like literally, I have no other way to say it. But as I said before, you don't need to make this an award-winning looking pin, okay? So as long as it's decent, you're good. Once they are aware, they can click to learn more about this to see how it may solve their issue. If they find it valuable, they'll either pin or save it to visit later, which also shares it with their friends and increases your exposure, or they'll click to learn more and position themselves to take action. Once they're over to the other side, your website is all on you. This is why generating traffic is only part of the puzzle. You've finally got them in your home. Now, are you going to make it worth their while? Did they get what they came for? You always want to make sure that you are checking your efforts and making sure that they're working. So if you're not generating enough traffic, I highly suggest that you look at your current SEO strategy. And if you need any tips, there is another blog where I show you how you can check to see if your SEO is working. And of course, be sure to download the free Pinning for Winning Pinterest Marketing Workbook to get started. So what do you do and what do you need to do to make sure that you handle the missing piece of this puzzle? Action. As marketers, we often see, hear, or even create call to actions. It seems so tedious and even we become annoyed with them, so we quickly ignore them. We kind of think of it as a given. However, let's turn the tables for a second. We've all been guided before and taught how to act whether we know it or not. If you've never been someplace before, would you know how to act and what to do? Think about your first day of high school or college. Did you just walk into the building, pick a room, sit down, take a test, pass, and graduate? Probably not, right? You either met with a counselor or principal, had assessments, created a school schedule. Then on the first day of class, you received a syllabus and a grading rubric so that way you'd know what was expected of you and also what you can expect from that school year. Every page that you are directing traffic to should have a call to action and it should fit into your marketing roadmap. For many, this will be the first time they've ever landed on your website. Are you really just going to assume that they know what to do? If you're driving traffic to a blog and there's no sign up form, how will they know that you want them to stay up to date? And if they wanted to, how will they if it's not available to them to take action? You can't be afraid to ask for the sale. Sometimes people need a gentle push. Now, going back to the beginning of the blog where I showed the screenshots of new leads coming in, and why do I do that? Marketers have found that most of your web traffic leave your website and never return. This is due to many reasons, including the website not being visibly appealing, too congested, didn't find what they were looking for, or even something as simple as they became busy or distracted and forgot. People need to see the same messaging multiple times before they take action. Of course, there's the one person who sees the message and instantly acts, but unfortunately, this may come far and few in between. So don't give up. Focus on the relationship. There are two main ways you can still build a relationship even after they've left the site. And this is with both organic and paid advertising. With some more technical skills, you can install what I like to call internet tracking devices, such as Facebook Pixel or the tracking links provided by Google and Pinterest. With these tracking devices, you can then retarget visitors who've landed on your website within like the last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or those who match a certain criteria. So of course, that's like getting way too technical, right? So let's just talk about how you can do this organically. And this is through building an email list or using Facebook groups, webinars, conferences, and things of that nature to keep in touch with your target audience. When you're able to communicate frequently and regularly with your target audience, you'll be able to break down barriers, handle objections, and effectively close the sale. You can use a combination of both paid and organic methods. You'll commonly see many pages have some sort of lead capture, such as a newsletter sign up, or if you visit an e-commerce site, they usually offer a discount in exchange for your email address. These are also just some suggestions for you, by the way. So if you really want to know how to make money on Pinterest, be prepared to answer the following. As we discussed earlier, driving traffic is just half the battle. Conversions happen when you've won, found your target market more likely to see value in your proposition. Number two, positioned yourself as the answer. And number three, made it easy for them to obtain the solution. Don't just get them to the website and expect them to know what to do. Look at the overall strategy and determine how can you walk them through the process so that way you make money as well. So here are some things to consider. What is your goal? What is the buying process? How long does it typically take? How much time do you need to spend on building relationships? What do they need to see in order to make a decision? Do they need to see testimonials, case studies? What will it take? Why are you taking them to the website in the first place? How will this website help you reach your goal? What can they expect from the website? Is the website visibly appealing, organized, clear, concise, objective, easy to read, and understand? Did they receive what you promised them in order to get them to the website in the first place? Does the website answer the question of what's in it for me? Not what's in it for you as the marketer, but what's in it for them as the potential customer or client? How can you guide them to the next step in the buying process? Is the next step clear to them? Can they complete an easy action in order to reach the next step? Then, of course, the question, what can you offer that will encourage them to take the next step? Is it painless? Is it risk-free? Now, once you've answered these questions, you want to create a strong call to action. They don't know your business or your marketing strategy. You do. Don't expect them to know it or do it. Help them navigate through the process. And remember, traffic plus action equals conversions. And of course, if you are an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and you're looking for ways to make money on Pinterest or how you can use Pinterest in your business, make sure that you join the free Penny for Winning Pinterest Marketing Facebook group. It'll be a link in the actual blog, so make sure you click on it, baby. Bye-bye.